Hey, is there a queue for the microwave at the moment? Or is it just your stuff? Like, can I get my mushrooms in here after that?
I've got a couple of things that I'm going to be microwaving. Whenever I'm done with the sauce, I'm going to be moving on to the steak.
But there's no one after you.
No, but I'm just letting you know it might be a while.
That's okay. That's okay. No, I have 26 mushrooms to microwave. Stuffed mushrooms. Sorry, I should clarify.
All right, cool.
It's a stuffed mushroom for everyone in the office. I get that you're already sort of spoken for lunch, but if you want a side of a stuffed mushroom, I've got a stuffed mushroom for you. Not microwaved yet, but it will be. If you want it.
I usually take a long time to microwave things because I kind of like being alone.
Oh, yeah. No, that's okay. No, I wasn't.
You can come back in like 5 minutes and I'll be done.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to impose. I'm more so treating this as like a virtual queue kind of thing. I just wanted to like dib my spot after you.
I'll remember you. Don't worry.
Well, come and find me after you're done and make sure that no one else gets the microwave before anyone else takes it. Is that okay?
Yes, that's okay. That's okay.
Thanks.
Welcome back to Dumbracken.
This here, this is where I keep the supplies.
It's nice, that's really nice.
That big steel door, that's what I closed down so then no one can see. And of course, the tarp that I pulled off beforehand. Unfortunately, when I'm in here, I can't get it back over. So everyone can see the door, and I just pray to God that they don't find it in time.
What? You're in the middle of a roundabout, Harry.
Yes, my bunker in the middle of a roundabout is, whenever I'm in it, visible to the human eye. Yes, because the tarp, the little camouflage tarp, that looks like a pile of roses. I haven't worked out a way of closing it over when I'm inside. I could have someone else, but then...
Harry, are you asking me to die?
No, I'm not asking you to die. I'm showing you this bunker because I thought it was really cool and I put a lot of effort into it. But I have more to show you in the bunker. I didn't mean to get caught up in the door thing.
I don't want to go inside.
You're not going to go inside?
I'm scared of this.
It's fine. Yeah, we might be in the middle of a roundabout, but it's the safest of all places.
Just drive.
I can't. There's no. Left or right?
Just drive.
What, through it?
No, obviously not through it. Just follow the road.
It's been a mistake. Its road just goes in a circle. I don't understand.
Look, mate, just go counterclockwise on it.
What? So, well, what time is it?
4.
Right, so what does that mean?
You're thinking of mainland Europe here. It's clockwise.
Is it clockwise here?
I think so.
I'm sorry, man. Well, I apologize.
They're in a different time zone, so does that count?
Well, then it's 5 o'clock in mainland Europe.
So. Yeah.
So drive.
Right. Or left.
I'm not the navigator. I'm sitting in the back here.
You see the way that car went? You see where that
You're
car went?
You're not the navigator. I'm the driver. So what the fuck are you then? You're just a passenger, are you?
I am, yeah.
Right. Well, here's a bit of news for you, miss.
All right.
Here's
all right.
The keys. You decide.
Fine. Get out. I'll drive.
Fine.
I'm standing in the middle seat.
Yeah, no, that's fine. We know you get car sick anywhere else.
Yeah, no, I have to stay.
I'm sitting in the back. I'm not sitting up the front with him.
Yeah, get out.
Well, I'm not moving over.
Fucking move.
No, I'm staying in the middle. No, I get car fighting. Okay, but if I get sick, it's your fault.
Good.
Can't you just sit in the front?
No.
All right, well.
We're not friends.
Yeah, we don't need to be friends. I've had some of my worst enemies sitting in the front move me.
Tim, you're going to have to get out and go into the front seat. Sorry.
Yeah, I am. Don't rush me.
Okay, but...
I'm just... all right, fine, here.
He has to psych himself up for every little thing.
I'm going, all right.
A number of scenarios running through. You know me, I love scenarios.
Yeah.
What if we go inside and the tarp blows back on?
Then that's better. The door is heavy enough to lift the tarp up.
Okay.
It's a very low and weak tarp.
You're telling me this is a weak tarp?
It's a weak tarp.
This is a weak tarp. What else have you skimped on in this bunker?
What do you mean? Let's go inside and you can gauge. You can look at all the scenarios of everything I've skimped on.
Listen, if you open the door, I'll look in, but I'm not descending down those steps.
You have to descend down the steps. It's a 12-foot ladder. You won't see anything other than darkness.
Maybe you go down the ladder, describe it, audio describe it to me.
Fine, you know what, I will. Actually, no, I could describe it to you right now because I've been inside, so I could tell you what's there without going inside.
You could describe it and then go inside and then see how your description differs. It's funny how the human mind works.
And, right, happy now? Happy I'm in the right seat?
Yeah, you're in the right seat.
Roll up the window before I drive. I don't want you throwing up. Master, this is, you gotta
sorry,
really turn
sorry,
it. It's loose.
It's a... Your car's good. This is really... Okay, there.
It's not
there,
my it's car. Moving, it's you moving. Saw me get the keys.
You're the driver.
That doesn't give me ownership.
Well, if we get into an accident, the insurance is on you, so...
And if we get an accident, I'll make sure the middle gets it.
Well, we will get into an accident because we don't know how to drive around this round
thing. I know
thing.
How to drive.
I'm taking off my seatbelt so that if we go in an accident, I go straight through the windshield because I'm done listening to yous.
Put on your seatbelt or get out of the goddamn car. I'm not having you die in this car.
Not if you two are keeping fighting.
Then get out. We're not going to stop fighting, are we?
Sorry, lads. He's heading down this ladder here. There's a bit of a queue forming just, and...
What? Hey!
I said there's a queue here. We just assume that yous are going to head down the ladder.
Harry, I thought this was a secret bunker.
This is my secret bunker! Why is there a queue? What?
This is everybody's secret bunker.
What? What about the sign inside that says Harry's?
Yeah, look, so a bunch of us are getting down there just to remove those signs or replace them with our own sign. Everyone here has got their sign with their name on it. So if we can get down there and...
They're like big name badges. Look along the line. There's all people here.
Geraldine, Francis, George. God damn it.
We all know you can read, Harry. Very proud of you.
But yes. Anyway, there's a bit of a hold up here. So, and there's only so much space here on the island here in the middle of the roundabout. So if you don't mind...
I see, actually. Is the line actually now beginning to stretch into the road?
It's right in the stretch into the road. So if you just want to...
Just
like,
go in a circle, you fucking idiots. Go in a circle.
Harry.
No, but you're standing right in front of the... Can we just... If you're just like out of the way.
Go ahead. Fine, go ahead. I don't want to...
Thank you.
Fine.
See, when you go down the ladder, could you describe it to me from the bottom?
What's up?
Could you describe the bunker?
Oh.
What, an echo?
Quite an echo.
It's been quite big.
It's 12 foot, I told you. Oh
my god, he's very far away.
What do you mean it's all gone?
Is that what he said?
How dare you? It's lovely in there. I put a lot of work into that.
Did he say something about going to the toilet?
Don't you do it. I haven't installed any toilet facilities yet.
Here comes someone here. I think it's a policeman.
I don't care.
Shut up.
Why would you shut up? I'm not doing anything wrong.
All right, lads, and what are we doing today?
Yeah. I'm not getting out of the car, officer.
I don't know. He wants me to shush for some reason. Just, as soon as he's coming.
It's just put her hands where I can see them.
Yeah, they're on the wheel.
Lads. Have you never seen a roundabout before?
I know what a roundabout is. Don't patronize
me. I've heard of it. This is my car. I've heard of them.
Yeah.
Roundabout quiz, lads. What is a roundabout?
It's a way of like a talking about feature. Something without saying what it is.
There you go.
Roundabout quiz number two. Which way round do you go?
Hold on.
About.
Guys.
You go about
it. We gotta get our answers together. Look, it doesn't matter what they say. I'm the driver.
Quiz number three. Who's the driver?
It's me. Yeah.
You're responsible. Final answer. How do you go round?
About.
All right.
About.
You know what? I'm not going to say it.
Straight question.
I'm shut the hell up. Get out of the car. You know what? I'm done with you. Get out of the car.
Not get out of the car.
Fine.
Get out of the car. That's two on one. That's my car.
Push him.
You guys do this every time.
There you go.
He hasn't put his seatbelt back on. Push him out.
Fine. Okay. Out of the car.
You know what? I'm not going to answer your question. I'm going to show you. Okay?
How has this happened? This was my secret bunker.
Oh. When you said it was a secret bunker, well, initially I got very excited.
I understand why.
Put it on the forums.
I've told you to stop using the forums.
I've tried very hard to stop using the forums.
No one likes your comments. You often get downvoted.
Just because what I say is unpopular doesn't mean it's not true.
Most of it's untrue.
It's weird, though, that they believe this. There is a secret bunker on a roundabout.
I mean, enough people are going to see it for some of them to come check it out. A secret bunker in the middle of the roundabout, in the middle of the town. People are going to check that out.
Makes the tarp thing look insignificant.
Yeah, we have bigger problems.
Our friendship is failing.
It is. I can't believe I've shown you another bunker and the town has stolen it from me.
I'm sorry. I know you put a lot of effort and money into these things. Sorry.
No, it's fine. I skimped on it all.
You skimped on it?
I skimped on everything.
Yes. Right. That's all I needed. All I needed was the 2 minutes. It wasn't even 2 minutes. Probably much less than 2 minutes.
Wait, where's your sign?
Can go down. Where do you think it is?
Did you put your sign up?
And my sign will be replaced by Francis. Francis's sign will be replaced by the person next in the queue.
All right.
So on and so forth.
Let's go.
That's the way it goes in the secret bunker.
That's my sign.
Right now, I have to venture out in the middle of traffic.
He just got hit by a car.
I don't know why they don't look when they cross. It's a roundabout.
I'll need a witness statement from you.
I'm all right, guys. Don't worry about me.
That's my car.
I think it was going the wrong way in the roundabout. I didn't look.
Unfortunately, you're going to be charged with not understanding a roundabout and entering one anyway.
I know what a roundabout is.
What sort of sauce?
What sauce do you think goes with a steak? It's pepper.
Oh, I thought just tomato.
No.
It's very red.
No, that's the light from inside the microwave causing that.
How'd you cook your steak?
In the microwave. That's why I'm here.
Pretty rare.
I mean, no, actually, I do it for at least 7 minutes. That's not going to be rare. It's going to be cooked well through. I don't like the idea of getting poisoned by a steak.
Be boiled.
What? What?
It'll be boiled.
What do you mean it'll be boiled?
The moisture in the steak. It'll be microwaved and it will...
It's not what happens, bubble. Is it?
It will bubble.
It'll like vibrate, I think.
But
sorry, are you laughing at the way I'm cooking my steak? I've just had bad experiences with people frying things in pans before whenever it comes to steaks.
I just thought...
whenever it comes to sauces as well. Sorry, I'm talking now. I think you're done talking about your mushrooms. I heard enough about that. 26, one for each person in the office.
Sorry, I heard Dave raising his voice. Are you bothering Dave about his steak?
Sorry, Malcolm. Sorry.
Are you okay, Dave? Because I need you.
I'm sorry for shouting. Forget for raising my voice.
No, you can shout if you want. That's what I'm saying. If you need to get it out, because this is an important meeting, I need you top of your game, and if you want to shout, I don't want you in there frustrated.
I won't be frustrated if my steak's cooked.
Yeah, I was surprised to actually even see anyone in here, because usually it's like, oh, Dave's in the kitchen with...
Stuffed mushroom day. I was celebrating on behalf of everyone in the office.
Oh, is this one of those things that they just say online, like, oh yeah, it's soap day, or something like that? Just to try and, like, I don't know, make a social media post?
Dave,
is that why they do that? To just, like, have content? It's like, all right, it's Tuesday. There's nothing going on in the office. Let's just say it's sock day. Oh, post if you've, ever lost a sock. Oh, I haven't lost a sock in a long time. I'm pretty good with just, you know, bundling them together to make sure that they're all there. Like, you have to be a bit of a...
There are, if you check, Dave, there are 6 mushrooms in the Google Doodle today.
I'm sorry.
There's 2 on the lowercase g. The L obviously isn't a mushroom.
Yeah, but I do actually have to speak to you about this because you can't force HR to send out emails about it being a specific day anymore.
I wouldn't say it's forcing.
The email that we all got this morning, HR had to send out.
I don't like this accusation
let
of
it out, Dave.
Had
let it
to
out.
Send out. I'm just gently reminding people.
Gently.
This is good.
You were taking up my microwave time. You wouldn't stop talking about the mushrooms. I don't care. I really don't care. I just like to be alone with the microwave, okay?
Let it out, Dave.
Just hearing that... Sorry, this is a bit...
No, much. Let it out.
It's just the hum is just... If I can focus on that for the 7 minutes while the steak is cooking whenever I...
Boiled.
Put that on. Huh? It's not going to be boiled.
Boiling it.
It's not going to be boiled.
You can't boil a meat.
I mean, in fairness, can boil a meat. But I wouldn't say you could boil a meat in a microwave.
Let it out, Dave. Let it out.
I have been putting my steak in the microwave for a long time. I think I'd know if it was boiled or not.
For a long time or for 6 minutes?
He's been here for 3 years.
Been here for 3 years. And I microwave my steak.
Every single day.
Okay, right. There's the sauce done, at least. 7 minutes.
Classic starts with the sauce first.
Yeah.
Fine.
I like to let it cool down just a little.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're the one who's so precious about your microwave time, and you don't seem to be letting me get a word in edgewise.
Because he likes to be alone.
I like to be alone. I let you do all the talking at the start. I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want... I told you I'll be like 5 minutes, which on me, okay? It's going to be at least 7 whenever I get this steak started, but then after that, it's yours. You can talk to whoever's in the kitchen.
That's fine. I just want to reserve my space in the queue. I was just
curious. We did that. You reserved your space.
You were telling me in such
I reserved
in-depth...
the microwave.
His large veins full of fat are bulging right now.
Yeah, do you know how much blood isn't getting to my heart right now because it's going to the veins?
You eat a lot of red meat is the impression that I'm getting from you, Dave. Probably too much.
Oh, well, I mean, it's kind of obvious. It's kind of obvious. I kind of told you that I microwave a steak.
Let it out, Dave.
Christ, yeah, this is probably... Is this good for my blood pressure, do you think?
It's probably not, though, but it'll be great for the meeting. If you go in hot and heavy, scare those builders, that'll be great.
Do you have a problem with me using the toaster?
This is... Dave's alone time in the kitchen.
Yeah.
What do you think?
You can't reserve a communal kitchen.
You can put something in the toaster, but I would ask that it doesn't require commentary.
No, I don't want to give it commentary.
Okay, then do that. Put stuff in the toaster and don't talk about it. I'll keep an eye on it. I'll give you a shout whenever it's ready if you want.
I didn't want to know the details about what you were doing in the microwave. I just wanted to know, is there anyone after you?
And I told you. You've got a space. You'll be next. So... Wait till I'm done. If you want
to
put stuff in the toaster, put the mushrooms in the
toaster
for all I care.
Your entire process to get there. I mean, I'm surprised you didn't go to the Maillard reaction.
I told you this at the start.
There were also several silences that you filled with questions about his cooking habits.
I think it's weird.
Okay, reserve judgment. I think it's weird to
kitchens of judgment free zones.
It's everyone. Stuffed mushroom day, Dave.
Right, stuffed mushroom day. Well, guess what? I don't care. It's my steak.
Is it micro steak day? Yeah, no, that's every day for you.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I like that.
Yeah.
Is there a doodle for your meal of choice?
Now, why would there be a specific doodle for my meal of choice? Oh, maybe if I contact Google, they'll be able to give me a specific doodle based on my fucking cookies or something.
That works.
I mean, the man who had steak for 3 years in a row, that kind of deserves a doodle.
You can just contact Google.
Did that guy that eats like a load of Big Macs, did he have a doodle or something like that?
No, he died before they got it through.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah.
So he was like a hero to me.
Every break in this office, he had alone time in the kitchen to order a Big Mac.
Do you need me in on this meeting to take any notes?
Can I make a request? No to that. Don't want you in the meeting. Oh, what, are you going to start handing out mushrooms?
We don't know the allergies of these builders, and we really need our parking spaces back.
I factored in 26 mushrooms. 25 now.
What do you mean 25
I think
now?
You've revoked mushroom rights, Dave.
Thank God. I don't care. I'm glad.
Oh my
you
God.
Still have 26 mushrooms then.
How big are they?
25 for circulation. They're stuffed mushrooms. They're portobello mushrooms. They're sizable. It would have been a great side for the steak.
That's going to take forever peppercorn to put sauce in the microwave. How are you going to stack them?
There's maybe two mushrooms a microwave, if lucky.
Well, how about... Maybe for future, we could get another microwave. And I'll just put that in, like... You can stick a microwave anywhere. You
That's
can put
ridiculous.
That
That's ridiculous. That's stuffed ridiculous. Mushroom day is once a year.
Yeah, but... So I can have a bit of alone time. I'll, like...
With two microwaves?
Put the microwave in the bathroom, and I'll just go into the bathroom, lock the door, and microwave it in there. It's protected from everything else.
It's true. There's a vacuum in there, so it can't get any of the gross stuff. Dave, if you get our parking spaces back, you can put a microwave wherever you want.
Put one in the parking space. I don't care.
That'd be perfect.
There are too many tents here in the campground.
You could say it's intense. Ha ha ha.
I didn't hire you for your quips and puns, Dominic. I hired you for marketing purposes. You were supposed to fill this campground.
Well, Marcus, it's hard when all you have is... Well, I wasn't completely honest with you. I didn't go to marketing school.
I knew it.
Sebastian, have you been listening this entire time?
I'm going to open the door.
I knew it! I knew!
I'll close the door behind you.
Hey, let me back in.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to put you out there. Let me let you back in again.
Wait. Oh, Lord, Sebastian, first of all, this is incredibly bad etiquette.
I was eavesdropping because I haven't trusted this guy since he was hired. That last marketing campaign was useless, Dominic.
What do you mean?
You tried to sell RVs, campground. You tried to give them plots of land.
People will build a life here. You could have year-round business if you just encourage people to stay.
Sebastian, give Dominic some credit here. You know, I mean, we don't know. We're not in the marketing world. You don't know that this wouldn't work. Although now you've also said that you didn't go to marketing school, so now I don't know what to think.
Well, look, I'm just very passionate. That's how they got me. They were like, you should stand at the window. You should get into this. And I was like, I don't have any money. And they're like, you will one day. And once you do, come back to marketing school. And I thought I'd just bring that joy to other people, you know?
I guess marketing is just con men trying to trick people.
So. I'm a proud marketeer. Like Pioneer, but marketing.
Wow.
That's the first thing I learned.
But you didn't go to school.
I heard it through the glass.
Ah, man, after my own ears.
Hold on a second. So you did go to marketing school?
Well, it came through a bit muffled, you know, because they realized eventually they added more glass the longer the semester went on.
Oh, hold on. So you went to marketing school, you just didn't get a formal qualification.
I didn't get it. I'm like you in that sense, Dominic, Marcus. You didn't have a formal
education.
Hold
on a second. How do you know my real name is... Dominic Marcus.
Well, I didn't. I just sometimes say my own name to give myself confidence.
Sebastian.
That was week one. What?
I was trying it out.
Did it work?
No.
Oh.
Hiya, what can I do for you there?
Yeah, I just... What's the rules with, like, what kind of keys you can cut?
If you own them, I'll cut them.
Okay, if I own the lock?
Yeah, well, that's implied.
It's not necessarily. Sometimes I just have a lock and I lost the keys.
Do you need your shoes resold while you're here?
You may as well. While we're talking, he'll do that.
That's what
you.
I do, so.
Okay. Usually it's the same guy doing both.
Well, no, here we do it separately, and I like to get started first.
Because his takes a wee bit longer, like.
Yeah, so if you do want it, I'd prefer that you ask me now, otherwise you're wasting my time.
Okay, just one moment. Do you also sell shoes?
No.
Okay.
I resold the shoes.
I just wanted to check if, you know.
But he does also cut keys.
Yeah. Oh, right. But not here.
No.
Yeah, right. Do you do cheaper?
I can't say. That's.
You can't say.
Part of my deal.
Is it more discreet?
To sell the shoes here is that I don't discuss keys on the premises.
Hello. Sorry. Is there any rules against which shoes you will resell and won't resell?
Good question.
Sorry, who are you? We were dealing with this customer, sir.
Sorry, is there any rules or legalities around which shoes you will resell and won't resell?
Well, show them the contract, will you?
I only resell shoes that you own and are legally yours.
What about the feet?
What are you going on about?
Do you mean whose feet will go in the shoes?
Yeah. If the feet aren't mine, but the shoes are mine.
There won't be any feet in the shoes when I resole them. We're not that kind of business.
That's next door.
Sounds like you don't mind. Okay. No, that's great.
But if you need that.
No, hold on.
He does those as well. You do those, don't you?
I do those, but not here.
He does. Yeah, not here. Okay. In our contract, he can't discuss doing shoes with the feet in them while we're in this premises. Just like I can't discuss doing keys.
Oh, okay. I don't need feet in them. I just need my shoes resold and then.
Well, then I'd rather you ask me to do it now because I want to get started rather than have it.
And you're actually second here because there's customer here.
I'm taking off my shoes as you're talking.
No, I know. Sorry. I didn't mean to cut in line. I just wanted to ask a question or else I'd have to go somewhere else.
Here are my shoes if they could get resold.
Sorry, it was confusing because the shop is called Cut In Line. And that's
not what you do. It's not an instruction.
No.
Okay. See, I didn't actually read the store name. I just walked in and then.
Just walked straight into a conversation.
Yeah.
You're very rude.
You've taken your shoes off, but where's the proof they're theirs?
That was unnecessary.
They're not in your feet, so they could be anyone's.
That's an excellent question. And you know what? You're the first free soler to actually ask me that.
Some of these cowboy solers, they come in, they don't care what they're doing. But
no, I mean, that's why I was asking if there's rules about the keys cutting as well.
He sounds like a mystery shearer.
Could be, you know.
Oh,
I think he is.
I mean, I can't say I've got like an online receipt from when I bought them. Do you accept those? Like in my emails?
Well, if you go next door, they can print it out for you.
Oh, you need to print it.
I need to see it for a copy.
Show it to you on my phone. I can see you getting ready to interrupt me. Don't interrupt
I
am in line right now. I know, you'll waste your turn.
I thought you were about to leave and it's just I have printed photos of me wearing my shoes.
Say, a printout is real. If it's on the phone, it might not be. If you print it out, it exists.
Printed photos of my key.
Oh, so you have key as well?
No, I would like this key recreated. I don't have it anymore, but I have a photo of it. I don't know if that's possible.
Hold on, that looks a lot like my key.
What?
That looks a lot like my key.
That is something that I do, but not here.
A lot of keys look the same though, so
but hold on, let me just call it next to the foot. Yeah, they're the same key.
Oh, well, that's great. Could I just have a cut of his key then? That actually solves a lot of problems because I figured that would have been quite hard.
Well, you do have a photo of it, so I'll do that for you.
Yeah, okay.
But if it's his key, then it doesn't belong to him. So then how can it be his to
don't
be
worry,
getting
the
cut
lock
in the first
is mine.
Place?
The lock's his. Have you got a photo of the lock?
I don't.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I still have it. So it's back. I could go get a photo of it and print it out next door, but I suppose
it would have to be a printout. We don't take it in the
phone. Yeah.
No.
Because I can't bring the lock here because it's. I could bring you to the lock, but I don't think you do calls.
No, if we were to do that, then we wouldn't be here. So we couldn't do what we're supposed to do.
Sorry,
that
was a stupid thought.
Stupid thought.
But if I'm not here, I can look at it because then I can do keys as well. Yeah. But as long as I'm here, I can't talk about the keys. So.
No.
No, that's fair enough.
He's actually said too much.
Makes sense.
True. I hope that doesn't affect my rating.
No, of course, sure. You've been very diligent in checking the shoe ownership. I respect that.
We got him. It is him.
Nice.
But
mystery shoe.
I'm more concerned that we seem to be sharing the same lock.
Is this for a storage box?
Oh, no, and mine's for my apartment.
Oh, okay. So, then we should be fine.
I don't like...
So my key is for like a post box at the bottom of an apartment complex that I use.
Aye.
22 Bridge Street.
Yeah, mine's for an apartment, but 29 Riverside View. Look, you're in the business.
Yes.
Is there someone selling identical locks?
No, I don't do that. Not here, but I do it elsewhere. So
okay, but
he does know how many keys and locks there are, but he can't tell me here.
I can tell you there, but I can't tell you here.
I'm just concerned for my
I can tell
safety.
You how many shoes there are. I mean, if you were to tell me, come in here and say, I have the same shoe as someone else, is that possible? I could tell you.
But not here.
I mean, do I have the same shoes as someone else?
He can't tell you.
Well, I can tell you, but not here.
Okay, so I misunderstood.
Well, you don't have your shoes anymore.
Do you have them with you?
I mean, it's the ones on the counter.
I need a printout.
Or do we know they're yours?
I have a printout of my shoes.
If that's a printout of these shoes, I can tell you.
It's not. It's a printout of the shoes I'm currently wearing. But I could give them to you, and is that proof? Because it's me wearing the shoes, so is that proof of me?
Well, if you want them redone, you're second.
That's fair enough. So I have to wait for him to find... Okay.
Yeah, I would have to go home, and there's a lot of broken glass outside.
Right, so you go and do that, and then when you come back, we'll deal with you, then we'll deal with
Also, I can't get into my apartment without the key.
Well, once you get back and deal with that, we can sort you out.
Okay, I'll figure it out. Are you guys just on Yelp?
No, we're here.
Back to Dunbracken is created, produced, and edited by Conlath McVeigh. For more information on the podcast, including the weekly town newsletter, you can follow us at DunbrackenPod on Instagram. This episode featured Patrick Meyer, Marcus Keeley, Laura Conlon, Jared Donnelly, Paul Moon, Niall McKenna, and Aaron Marshall. The opening and closing music was created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album, Unearthed, on Spotify now. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dunbracken very soon.